Welcome to the Brand Bae Podcast, where we chat about beautiful business graphics and how to step up your brand strategy game. I'm your host, Leah, better known as the Brand Bae. Let's get it started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Brand Bae Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about keeping it simple. There's no need to overcomplicate anything in our lives. We have so much information to process and take in on a daily basis. Our lives are already complicated with commute and with work and with kids and everything. We're going to be really scaling it back and talking about keeping it simple today. It's going to be a great conversation. Before we get into it, I want to ask you to please just pause and please subscribe to the podcast if you have not already done that. And please give your girl a 5-star rating on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, wherever you're listening, please give me a rating. It's really going to help me to find other entrepreneurs and individuals who are interested in talking about either business or branding. And also, if you could please send this to at least one person that you know and ask them to do the same. It's just helping us to broaden our reach. I want to thank everybody who has been joining me for this ride so far. I had a huge accomplishment this past week that I was super, super excited about. And the podcast was actually in Apple's new and noteworthy category for business. That is a huge accomplishment. I couldn't have done it without all of you. And, you know, the sky's the limit. I only plan to go up from here. And so if you guys can continue to help me out, I'd really appreciate that. You know, I like to start off the podcast by talking about some things that I'm into, whether it be music or just, you know, new products, whatever have you. One thing that I really enjoyed was my husband and I were able to see the movie Us by Jordan Peele. When I tell you guys that this movie had me so inspired, you know, I'm not a horror movie person. I really don't think the movie in the horror genre, but I do feel like, it's in a category all in its own. And I was just inspired by the depth level of thinking, of the symbolism and everything that I saw in this movie. And, you know, I'm watching it because I saw his last movie, Get Out. And so this movie, I was sitting with a new lens, and I was really trying to pay attention to all the details and things as I watched it. I'm not going to give away any spoilers here, so don't worry. You don't have to turn it off. You don't have to pause or fast forward. But man, just all of the symbolism and the metaphors that he used throughout the movie, it was just spectacular. The acting was on point. Everybody that acted in it just did this marvelous, marvelous job. And I talked my husband's head off the whole way home about this movie and about all the things that I thought about it. But from a design perspective, I love to consume content that really makes me think and really stretches me, stretches my mind. A lot of times in my car on the commute to and from home, I'm listening to other podcasts or I'm listening to audiobooks. And I'm not really listening to a lot of the radio anymore because I don't want to feel like I'm just, you know, wasting my brain cells. Some of the music, it sounds really mindless. If I am listening to music, it's my own custom playlist, but I'm listening to content that inspires me or that teaches me. And watching movies and listening to music is, you know, they're one of my two favorite things to do to find inspiration. And man, this movie really did inspire me, if you can't tell already. And I think that it's like one of my new goals to design for one of his movies, design like a movie poster or something. So anybody that has connections, even if it's like 3 degrees of separation or more to Jordan Peele, you know, put that out in the universe for me because that would be totally awesome. I'm drinking iced coffee tonight. It is nighttime. It's, you know, a little bit past 10:30, but that's not uncommon for me. I probably need to stop doing that or at least switch to decaf, but I'm a mom of four, and we're immune to coffee. We're immune to the effects of caffeine. So it's just a little joke, but kidding, not kidding. And one other thing that I really enjoyed was we made a purchase from K's Kettle Corn this week, which is a company here in Houston, and she makes kettle corn. One thing that I shared on my Instagram was when I work late at night on design work, I can't work unless I have kettle corn. And I'm usually eating Boom Chicka Pop. That's the name of the brand that I love. It's like my favorite. But I tried K's Kettle Corn this week and it was amazing. This is not an ad. This is just my honest opinion of the product. It was delicious and I can't wait to order more. Let's move into some quotes. Simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication. That was said by Leonardo da Vinci. And another quote that I like that goes along with our theme of keeping it simple is, design is so simple, that's why it's complicated. And that was by Paul Rand. I feel like when you look at a classic design, most of the time that design is going to be simple. It has simple elements. The fonts are really clean and simple. The layout is really simple. That's what makes it beautiful to me. You know, the process of design can also be simple. There are things that used to take me hours to complete that now take me like 30 minutes. It really depends on a number of factors. If I'm in my zone, if I feel creative, you know, I've learned certain tips and tricks in the software that I use, and also my technique has improved over the years. I've had clients that have asked me how long something is going to take, and they want to determine the budget based off of that. And that's not really a fair assessment. And I'm giving you a designer's perspective here. The reason that that's not a fair perspective is I've spent years self-educating or taking courses and, you know, practicing and trying to improve my technique. And so all of the work that went on behind the scenes that people don't see that helped me speed up that time, you know, what is that worth? You know, is it worth you trying to determine how long it's going to take me to complete a project and I should be paid off of an hourly rate? I don't think so. I think that instead of thinking about the time that it takes some, you know, a creative to produce something, you should really think about, you know, the effort and the education and everything that backs up that creative. And that's just my honest opinion. You can debate me. Let me know if you disagree. Debate is healthy. And so I want to know, you know, what you think. This is supposed to be a two-way street. I love open dialogue with my listeners. And so shoot me a message. You know, there's multiple ways that you can contact me. You can send me an audio message on Anchor FM. You can connect with me on social media. You can also send me an email at hello@brandbay.com. All right, I have a couple of pointers that I want to walk you through. You guys do know from listening to my intro episode that my goal is to have short and fully stacked episodes that are about or around 15 minutes when it's just me speaking on a solo basis, not including the interviews that I will conduct. And so I just want to give you a couple of tips that you can take away that's not going to take up too much of your time. All right, number one, remember that simplicity is key. When you think about some of the brands who have simple logos, I want you to think about how impactful they are. Like Nike, Apple, FedEx, Target, IKEA, and McDonald's. Most of us can sketch these logos, these brand marks out just by memory. If you just close your eyes, you can see the logo, you can see those brand marks in your mind, and you can just take a piece of paper and probably sketch it from memory. They're that simple. But why do you think these brands paid thousands for their brand marks, for their identities? Should you think about, well, you only created a little swoosh, so is that worth $25? How much is that worth? It's the whole brand's identity. These are timeless marks. They're scalable. They've grown over time to represent an experience and an idea that you've become accustomed with. They don't go crazy on the colors. Most of these stick to one, two colors max. They're memorable and they're recognizable and they just look better. The simple marks look better. It's just like, for my ladies listening and for the men as well, you'll know what I'm talking about. When a woman puts on her makeup, it looks better when you have like this natural face that you just enhance your features instead of making yourself up to look like a clown. Simple is always better. It's also concise. When you think about these brand marks that I just mentioned, like Nike and Apple and Target, they're concise. We just get it. We know exactly what it means. We've associated it with either an experience, with a product, with the brand in general. And when you have clear and concise messaging, especially in a visual format, it sends a faster message to our brains and we connect with it that much quicker. That's what we want. I remember going to McDonald's as a kid. It was only a few number of times that my parents actually took me there. It was for like special treats and things like that because we ate at home most of the time. My mom cooked nearly every single day. But all kids love McDonald's. And even today, I don't really like to feed my kids fast food, but still, all kids love McDonald's still today, and they have healthier options that they're serving now, and they've scaled down their portion sizes for Happy Meals and things like that. You know, I remember the joy of walking up to those golden arches as a kid, and I like to see the smiles on my kids' faces if I do let them have McDonald's. That's just a memory that I have that I've associated with that brand. And that's really what you want. When you're building a brand, you want to associate a certain emotion from your target customer. So that's the key. The next point is, don't copy, even if it's by accident. You have to do your research here. There's a lot of similarity in a lot of logos and a lot of brand marks that I see, but you really have to research and find out if a certain symbol or a certain phrase is trademarked already, because you don't want to get in trouble. It's okay to admire certain brands and be inspired and make it better, but don't copy. Steve Jobs had this interview that I saw, and he quoted Picasso, and the quote went a little something like this: good artists copy, great artists steal. And Jobs added on to the end of that quote by saying, and we have always been shameless about stealing great ideas. And he was speaking on behalf of Apple there. What do you think about that? I think about the movie Us that I told you that I was so inspired by this past week, and thinking about how they put him in this horror movie genre, and I don't feel like he fits in horror movie. I think it's a thriller. The movie certainly has this eerie feeling, but it has a much deeper meaning. It doesn't really fit in any category, I feel. But Jordan Peele has reinvented this horror movie thought. I heard someone say that Jordan Peele is not the next Stephen King. He's the first Jordan Peele. And I love that quote. We have to take ideas that we're inspired by, but put our own flavor and put our own twist on it and make it our own. Steve Jobs also mentioned that he had musicians, artists, even zoologists and historians working for him to create Macintosh computers. He said that they were great at what they did, but they were also great computer scientists. And I found that to be really refreshing because, as you know, I went to school for accounting and MIS, and I just found a love of graphic design. And so I self-taught, and I took a lot of, you know, little courses on the side, and I learned how to do things on my own, and I found inspiration in other artists and other activities that I like to do, other content that I like to consume. And I feel like I have duality in that regard as well. We just have to find what inspires us. J. Cole actually said in his Middle Child song, he said, I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greatest. I'm the greatest right now. So it's all about taking inspiration from something that we feel is great and putting our own flavor on it. I just love that. I also went into DSW this past weekend and I saw a pair of shoes that I really, really liked. And I was browsing down the aisle and I kid you not, three spaces down was the exact same shoe. It was a slightly different color. You couldn't even really tell, but it was the exact same shoe. They were by two different brands and one was twice as much as the other. They were three spaces down. So I laughed to myself because I thought there's so many times we feel like we don't want to do something because there's so many other people out there doing it. Oh, the market is oversaturated, or oh, there's already a product out there like this. And here they are, two exact shoes that look the exact same. I actually purchased the cheaper pair. And when I got to the register, the cashier said, oh, I love these shoes. There's another pair just like it, just more expensive. And her and I laughed at the register because we had both noticed the same thing. And, you know, there you have it. I got the cheaper pair of shoes and nobody's going to ever know that I paid half of the cost of the more expensive brand because they looked exactly the same. So, you know, there's room for all of us. Just don't copy. Don't steal anybody else's work, okay? Not saying that anybody here would do that, but just be careful because sometimes we think we have a great idea, but maybe somebody else already had it. So you just need to figure out how to pivot just a little bit and make it more unique. The third point I have is don't be cliche. Try it when you're designing your own logo or your own brand materials. Try not to be so literal with your thoughts. Stretch your imagination and your creativity. Maybe think about some metaphors, how to incorporate witty and clever elements. And if you're having trouble really stretching your creativity, try to do some different activities. Most creative people actually don't sit down and work all day long. They get up and they walk around, they go outside, you find inspiration in nature. You actually clear your head when you go for a walk outside and get fresh air, or you go for a jog. Try working out, try listening to different music, you know, maybe switch up your playlist. This is why when I come on at the beginning of the podcast, I usually talk about some creative content that I've consumed because it's a really big part of my creative process. I listen to music, I listen to other podcasts, I watch movies. And I find that it gets my creative juices flowing. What's funny is that when I'm doing accounting work, I cannot listen to music that has words because it's very distracting because I have to pay attention to numbers. So I'm usually listening to classical music that doesn't have any words. But when I'm working on design work, I really like to listen to all different kinds of music. Another way that you can really stretch your creativity is write in your journal. Try to write a poem, or there's these adult coloring books, maybe color, doing something mindless like that sometimes really helps to get your creative juices flowing. So whatever you can find that you like to do that really clears your mind, or you can draw inspiration and creativity from, do that for a little bit and then come back to your work. Some examples of brands that have marks or logos that I feel like are not cliche, that are actually quite clever, are Baskin Robbins. The B and the R in the Baskin Robbins actually has a 3 and a 1, which represents the 31 flavors of ice cream that they have. I really love that. And Wendy's, the fast food chain, if you look at the girl on the logo, her collar spells the word mom, and it's really supposed to invoke a subconscious thought in their consumer that their food kind of tastes homemade. Whether or not you agree with that or not, you know, that's up to you. But that's the overall message that they're trying to give there. FedEx has a very cool and clever use of negative space. I want you to look up FedEx's logo. And I want you to look at it and can you tell me what's special about the use of negative space in the FedEx logo? Let me know. I think I'm going to do something pretty cool for somebody who answers me first. So let me know if you can spot it. The fourth point that I want to make is make color make sense in your design. If you're DIYing your own logo, don't go too crazy on the colors. Save that for like your flyers and your social media posts and things like that. As a designer, I appreciate a nice clean logo with a simple color palette, because then I can make other accents kind of pop against it, and it's not going to compete with your logo. It's going to look, make it look that much better. Also, think about, would your logo look good printed? Would it look good embroidered? Would it look good on a billboard? Or would it look, you know, great scaled down to like a business card size? If you have a lot of competing colors, it might not be suitable for all of these forms that I just mentioned. Think about keeping your colors simple. It's kind of like if you watch the TV show Chopped, which I love. A lot of times they're using simple ingredients to highlight a secret ingredient, or like a really nice cut of meat. They're using simple ingredients because they want that one main ingredient to really shine through. And think about that in regards to your logo. You want that to be the representation of your brand. You want it to have the strongest impact. And so you don't want it to be cluttered with all these different elements and colors into where it just, it gets confusing. Number five is consider a custom handwritten typography design for a luxury look. That would make it really truly unique. Coca-Cola has a great example of that, and so does Chick-fil-A. So that would definitely be an investment, but you know, it's a pretty good investment because this is the face of your brand. I really like cool typography and abstract logos. Those are my two favorite kinds of logos. And speaking of abstract, if you do DIY, for my designers that's listening, be able to explain what the logo means. Sometimes as creatives, we can get this thought in our head and we can create a piece of art that looks really abstract, but nobody really knows what it means. Think about the Chase Bank logo. I don't know if you have the image in your mind, but I memorize logos pretty easily because I love what I do. And so I recognize, you know, logos and typography as I drive around town. But Chase Bank has this circular geometric looking logo, and it's blue. And I don't know if anybody really knows what it means. It just was a cool symbol that the company who designed it came up with. But if they were able to walk the client through, if they were able to walk Chase through and get them to understand what this abstract symbol meant and they were fine with it, then that's okay. Chase is such a big company that, you know, we all have to deal with it, whether or not you like it. But if you're a personal brand or you're a small business and you want to have an abstract logo, be sure that you're able to explain that, or your graphic designer is able to explain that. And without explaining it too much. So when I design a logo for my clients, I usually write my thoughts down for each design that I present to them. And if it's something abstract or it has an abstract element, I try to make it fit into their overall brand message. And so that's what you should be thinking about, getting back to the core basics of, what do I stand for? What does my company stand for? Who's my target customer? And how am I trying to draw them in with this visual message that I'm presenting? And so if you keep these tips in mind, these are ways that you can really, really make your design strong but simple, and to have the biggest impact that you possibly can. And with that, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please, please, please bring a friend over to the Brand Bay podcast. Tell them about some of the great content that we have here. If you want to hear something on the podcast, just shoot me a message and let me know. I'd be happy to feature your question for free. And everybody that reaches out to me, I always respond back. Please follow me on social media. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening on. And please leave me a review. It's going to really help me broaden my reach for anybody that's interested. Thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for hanging out with me today on the Brand Bae Podcast. I truly enjoyed having you. If you enjoyed what you heard, please recommend this to a friend. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. You can also send me an audio message if you're listening to me on the Anchor app. I will listen and respond to all of those. And please be sure that you're following me on Instagram at TheBrandBae, and you can connect with me online at www.brandbae.com. Talk to you later, guys. Thanks.